Cardiff Carnival 25th Anniversary Project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. Interviewee, Jane Winterbottom. Today's date is the 13th of October 2015, and the location of the interview is the Swicker office. Jane, before we start, would you be kind enough to spell your name in full, please?
JaneWinterbottom.
Thanks very much. So, Jane, can you remember when you first made contact with Cardiff Carnival?
Yes, it was through a friend of mine who was involved with it anyway. She wanted someone, they needed people in the carnival, so I volunteered. I did the workshops, made, what year was it? Do you know, it was 2010.
Yeah. Yes.
So me and a friend went to the workshops and made our ladies-in-waiting costume, did the carnival. I also did a St. David's Day parade as well, because they were short of people, so I volunteered for that, and then got involved with the the Swicker, you know, the carnival workshops.
Got it. In the St. David's Day parade, were you a red dragon in big wings?
I was a red dragon.
Was it sunny that St. David's Day? Was it?
Yes, it was. Yes,
excellent.
It was a lovely day, actually. Yes, it was really good. It was the first sort of time I'd done the actual parade, and it was really exciting. Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
And of course, with wings on, they're relatively light and reasonably good in a high wind. But of course,
it was a bit windy, and they were going over our faces a bit. So,
Veil Dragons presents stumbling into a manhole.
But it was good fun. There was a good crowd actually watching us, so that makes a difference.
But from a relatively light pair of wings, you progressed in your carnival career to wearing a much bigger costume. Would you care to tell us?
Yes, I did. I was a football, a very heavy football.
It's great, lovely. I was a football.
The main football, yes. Which was very heavy. I had it on my shoulders.
On a backpack,
yes. Which is quite hard to keep up, actually. You don't realise as you walk in, it's very heavy. You put it on, you think, it'll be fine. And then as you walk in, because it's quite a long route, you're walking for about at least an hour.
Yeah, 90 minutes.
More.
90 yeah. minutes is quite normal.
Oh, yeah, an hour and a half. Yeah. And you're supposed to try and do
it. Including getting ready, because, of course, you've got to get it on you.
You've got your face paint done, you've got to get everything set up as well. Yeah, yes. So you've got it on for a long time. And it gets heavier as you go, definitely. And I think it was raining then as well, so everything was wet and everything was coming off. And there was
slowly disintegrating on the parade.
Left leaving a trail of glitter and sequins as we walked along. But no, I think because all the face paint was going as well, because everyone was in face paint. And of course, it was raining,
so everything starts to run. It's a good look.
Yeah, it is a good look.
No, excellent. But what music were you dancing to?
Because it was the...
Wonderbrass,
that's right. Excellent. Yes, yeah. They keep us going. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good morale, so everyone's having a dance. So yeah, you've got to dance with your backpack.
Yes,
on
and you had, you were sort of like the mothership to a satellite.
Yes, I had lots of little footballs.
You had a lot of little footballs behind you, but
little
they weren't on backpacks.
Family.
They were.
Yeah, they were just dressed up, and they just had little sort of.
I understand correctly, I think this was entirely a tribute to the fact. Was it the World Cup?
Yes,
absolutely.
It was.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, it wasn't completely random. It was
no. It had a meaning. Yes,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But after your adventures in carnival, you then got involved with our regular performance group, the Carnival Crew.
Yes.
Tell us more about that. How did you get involved, and what were your experiences?
That was Caroline again.
Right.
Yes.
She's got a lot to answer for, hasn't she?
She's a hefty recruiter. After that experience, I just thought, I quite like it.
So
I'll do it.
Right.
I started doing the bells, which was great. There was me and about three others doing the bells.
Excellent.
Of course, people doing drums and things like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember my first gig, but we did a couple. We did a parade in Newport. We did Barry, an evening performance in Barry. Of course, Festival Number 6 as well.
Let's talk about Festival Number 6. Yes, so this is a wonderful and an award-winning festival in Portmarine in North Wales.
Yes.
Which, if people don't know, is the fabulous sort of folly on a grand scale by the architect William Clough Ellis.
Yes, it's an amazing place.
It's just so beautiful, isn't it? It's sort of
totally random, but just
amazing. And random in a carnival-esque way.
Definitely.
It sort of speaks to carnival, doesn't it?
Totally. It's just... quirky and
statues everywhere,
and
nice colours, nice shapes.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And in fact, so you'd have been in the Carnival crew the very first time that Swicker played Festival Number 6. And in fact, unless I'm mistaken, you were at the front of the parade, weren't you? In maracatoo dresses, very brightly coloured dresses.
Yes, we were, yes.
Very much sort of opening the space.
Yeah, I think the bells were at the front. I think, so. Yeah, Sally, then us, the bells. Yes, and then the drummers. So, yeah, we were in the front of the parade. But that was amazing as well. That was brilliant.
Coming down very into wet. The piazza.
Yes. Yeah, and then up onto the stage. Yeah. But the reaction was brilliant. Yeah, really enjoyed that. I think we did 2 days, didn't we?
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. Days. I mean, the big contribution that Swicker makes is the Carnival. But, of course, then you took in other... Well, you did other performances in the piazza, didn't you? All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we did. I know.
Which was absolutely smashing.
I know. We did have a little bit of sun. But basically, it was raining and we were camping in a waterlogged field.
Yes. We were camping in a waterlogged field. How was it for
my
you?
My tent leaked and I was soaking, so it was all right.
Trench foot, yeah, you know, that's a British festival experience, isn't it? A Welsh festival experience.
Definitely trench foot.
I remember in the first year, we were incredibly lucky because whilst you're right, it was the wettest Festival Number 6 we've ever done. I remember arriving on a Thursday evening, it was totally bucketing down and this carried on without stop.
Yeah.
All the way through Friday, and then... Weirdly, in a very nice sort of way, 10 minutes before we opened the van to get the first costume off out for the Carnival parade on the Saturday afternoon, suddenly
the sun came out,
yes. and then 10 minutes after we'd put the last costume away, the sun disappeared again.
I know.
And so that was great news for the Carnival Number 6 at the festival. And I can just remember one odd moment where I'm at the front trying to make sure that, you know, hey, there's some space for us to march into and the rest of it, and looking back and just looking and you know, seeing yourselves, you know, the Carnival crew in the beautiful Brazilian style maracatu costumes, and looking up and seeing these hundreds of people and even more watching, and then realizing that almost to a person, whilst from the ankles upwards, everybody looked very Carnival. Of course, everybody had on the same footwear which they survived, which is that, yeah, everybody, Sally, the dancers, had different coloured wellies on.
Yay.
So it was a beautiful, sunshiny Carnival parade. In Wellington boots, which I thought in our 26-year history was a first. So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think everyone was in wellies there, wasn't they? All the crowd as well. I mean,
we lived in wellies for that weekend. Yeah, no, it was fantastic.
Was
that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your Carnival memories. You shall be entering history towards the end of the month.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane.
That's okay. Thank you.